Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would have seen warnings from the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, over the weekend that possibly tens of thousands of jobs in Ireland could be at risk if this looming trade war between the US and the European Union is allowed to fester beyond April. Neil MacDonald is with me, who's the CEO of ISME, representing small and medium enterprises, of course. Neil, how concerned are you and your members when you hear figures like that, tens of thousands of jobs?
Well, I think, to be fair about what Minister Donoghue said and repeating remarks he made on Friday, that was a worst case scenario. And it really does depend on how drastic and how long this potential tariff war ahead of us is. But we are concerned. It's not the sort of thing that's going to directly hit small enterprise, because in the main they don't export, but they do import. So anything that's on that 99-page list that came out of the Department of Enterprise last week, that Europe will potentially tariff in retaliation to American measures, that would make everything expensive on the import side for SMEs, and there's a lot of products on it. So we hope that this is over as soon as possible, but you know, we have to get through it first.
Is that the fear then, that it does fester and we end up with an economic contraction, which obviously impacts your members?
Yes, in short, that is the answer. The other issue for us, of course, is that if the tariffing is focused on, for example, the pharmaceutical industry here, you know, that's not just a tax play in Ireland. We have a lot of workers, oddly, mostly in the Munster area, actually, who are employed in very high income, very high value added jobs. They are the sorts of jobs you do not need to be losing, but they are in the long run. And Minister Donoghue did say that this is a medium term outlook. But if the American tax policy substantially, and in the medium and long term, because you don't build one of these factories overnight. But if he does substantially change the tax rules for US domiciled businesses, then that would have a long term pain for Ireland.
Long term, then, what could or should the government do to protect Irish interests? You know, if indeed kind of Trump isn't just 4-year aberration, and that what we're seeing is kind of a shifting of sands and a change of the kind of the neoliberal world order that existed since post-war period, and what Trump is doing now is going to persist into the future.
So there's an old business saying that 90% of the things you do when a crisis hits, you should have been doing before the crisis anyway. Yeah.
But we are where we are, to use that awful phrase.
And one of the things that, now, it has been both a strength and a weakness of the Irish economy, and you've seen the strength of it in our corporation tax returns. Our FDI base in Ireland has produced a really substantial chunk of the workforce. In excess of 30% of the workforce works in high-earning multinational jobs that produce high incomes, high income tax and high corporation tax. The flip side of that is, if you're that concentrated in one sector which is dependent on the kindness of others, say, for example, in Washington, then your economy and your exchequer is exposed. So what we would say is, you know, government priority needs now, the focus needs to be on getting domestic enterprises to scale, develop their own IP, not just the IP of other drug companies and IT companies, and get our workers and our managers commit to lifelong learning and upskilling for those, because That is an area, despite the fact our students coming out of school and college are some of the brightest in the world, unfortunately that declines rapidly, most especially when people get over 40.
Well, stay with us, Neil. John Fitzgerald is on the line, is an adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. John, I heard somebody recently remark, and I should say this person wasn't working in private industry, but they said, ah, look, we were told the sky was going to fall on our heads with Brexit, and sure, that turned out all right. This will be grand too. Anything in that?
Things have been would have been significantly better were it not for Brexit. So I don't think that's necessarily the best example. We've heard of a lot of the things the government can do. One of them is free trade is where it's at, and the world is going to be a poorer place as a result of this. The US is going to be poorer. Europe is going to be poorer as a result of the trade war. One of the things you can do is actually expand your trade links with the rest of the world. Let's let the rest of the world get on with it. So sign up to Mercosur immediately. The Canadian Free Trade Agreement, make that work. So build your trade with the rest of the world who don't have these crazy ideas. So that's one thing you can do. Secondly, in terms of pharmaceuticals, as has been discussed, it will take time to play out because some of the drugs which are vital in the US are only made in Ireland. And to build a factory and get approval that it's been done, made correct in the US could take a number of years. So the US consumers will just have to pay the tariffs and import from Ireland. Eventually, they want to produce the pharmaceuticals in the US. But if Europe retaliates against imports from the, and 10% of world pharmaceutical exports come from the US, then things which are currently made in the US will be made in Europe, probably in Ireland. So there'll be a lot of disruption, a lot of waste, but I don't think it would necessarily be disastrous for Ireland. The final thing is there is a big opportunity for Europe here. The US has shut down research in university, the top universities in the world in healthcare and in pharmaceuticals. They've pulled the money and they've put all the foreign professors basically on the transfer list. So if universities in Europe want to hire them, providing Europe comes up with the funding to replace that research, Europe could end up eventually taking over the baton from the US in terms of leading edge research in the healthcare area. So the US, it's what they're doing is crazy, but we've got to react to it. And there are defensive strategies which could pay off in the long run.
Neil, that's an interesting point that John makes. I heard in the wake of Trump's inauguration, people were looking at the tech bros and they were saying, you know, why is there not similar industries in Europe? That seems to be the environment that allows these companies to flourish is the States. And it's very much true in the pharmaceutical sector as well in terms of research. Mm-hmm. But is there that opportunity, as John says, to allow this IP, this famous IP, to actually be created on this side of the Atlantic? So you don't have this weird kind of tax thing whereby they create it in the States, they're transferring it to Ireland, licensing it back to the States, operating at a loss there, sending the money back to Ireland, over and back, which so incenses those around Donald Trump.
There absolutely is an opportunity there. John is right. He's not the first to recognise the fact that there may be a lot of highly educated non-US academics who may be reconsidering their options in the United States. Now, we do have to look within Europe at why so many people, why venture capital is so dense in the United States and it's not dense in Europe. How come businesses can scale so quickly in the United States and not in Europe? And, we in ISME, in the small business sector, we actually have quite a lot of sympathy for the current Washington DC view of regulation in Europe, which is that it is excessive, an awful lot of it is unnecessary, and we should, as Ursula von der Leyen has promised to do, get rid of an awful lot of it. And in doing so, we should commit to scaling our European businesses.
Neil McDonald, CEO of ISME, John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.